So you talked about testing and the emphasis on testing and No Child Left Behind. Under ESSA, growth is weighed about as much as achievement measures in standardized tests, right? So can you explain a bit about what that might change in Arkansas?
One of the things that we got a lot of feedback on from educators is that emphasis under No Child Left Behind on achievement, and especially with some of our districts where, you know, the kids started at such a deficit that they didn't feel like we were giving them enough credit, that they were getting credit for the growth that those kids did get. So that's something we do have an opportunity. Now, with the weighting, because schools should be given that credit, they should be recognized for moving kids. Now, obviously, we want kids to be on grade level. So it's not just enough for them to say, well, we've grown, we've grown one grade level. Well, that's great, but if they were three grade levels behind when they started, then they're still not going to get, by the time they get to high school, there's still going to be a deficit. So we don't want to just totally throw out achievement, but we can balance it. And that's what this what ESSA gives us the opportunity to do. It's balanced so that achievement and growth can be looked at more holistically. And it's not just that test score. You know, we have the opportunity with the fifth indicator, that school quality, student success indicator, to recognize schools and give them that credit for school being something more than just that test score. It's about learning opportunities that may not be reflected in that year-end assessment. But that's an opportunity we have now that we haven't had before. And while that weighting can't overcome, you know, if the kids aren't growing, if the kids aren't achieving academically, that fifth indicator cannot be weighted so heavily as to mask the academic issues. It does give us a chance to say, look, school is broader than just that ACT Aspire that you take at the end of the year. So what are you doing to help your kids on a broader scale, and in doing so, how is that driving academic improvement by other measures, by grade point average, by achievement on AP tests, by opportunities in career and technical education? You know, those are the things that we do have some flexibility now, and we're looking forward to seeing how our schools are going to stack up.
So using those scores, the department then grades schools, mm-hmm. right? And so under ESSA, there'll be a shift to a letter grade system?
ESSA requires us to have some way to identify or really give parents an easily understood rating. It doesn't have to be a letter grade, but in Arkansas, we've had the A to F school rating system since, I think, 2011. One of the challenges we've had before and complaints from stakeholders is, well, we had three different types of accountability. We had No Child Left Behind, which started with the schools needing improvement and different levels there. We had A to F, and then we had the new, under the waivers, you had schools that were focus, schools that were priority. So you had a very incongruent system. ESSA gives us opportunity to really make it congruent, really to where they can match up with where they can match up now the state accountability, the federal accountability, that it's all in one accountability system. A to F is simply the method that we have chosen to signify that. It's an A to F is going to be based on school performance, but our support to schools are going to be determined based on the district-wide needs. So you're not going to see a district placed on academic distress. You're not going to see a school placed in academic distress. You may see a district that has an A school, two B schools, a couple of C schools, maybe they have an F school. Their level of support that they get from the department is going to be based on the whole. It's going to be based on their ability or their shortcomings in trying to address the needs of all of their students. And then we'll be able to come in and give them the help they need, which is, a different situation under No Child Left Behind. We would focus on that F school as a department. And we could just bypass the local district, local leadership. That's not really what we want. We want there to be community buy-in on how we approach those schools that are struggling the most.